the truck, it's yours. Grand prize awarded after 10 p.m. Bonus $10,000 royal free play drawing 1 hour after truck is awarded. Win a Ram 1500 March 9th. Only at
Casino Queen.
See Queen's Club for details. Must be 21. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Finding the perfect mattress is a little like Goldilocks and the Three Bears. Too soft, too hard, and if you're lucky, just right. At Maplewood Bedding, they build it the way you want it. Any size, any firmness. From standard two-sided innerspring mattresses to antique and custom sizes manufactured in Maplewood, Missouri. Maplewood Bedding also carries adjustable beds, visco memory foam, and all-natural latex mattresses, even if you're not Goldilocks. To find your perfect mattress with quality, comfort, price, and impeccable customer service since 1985, go to Maplewood Mattress. Stop into Fantastic Sam's today and ask one of their expert color artists about their latest offers. There's no appointment needed. Fantastic Sam's, your style awaits.
Hi, Mark Connolly, General Manager of Connolly Roofing Exteriors. Roofing has been our family tradition for 99 years. Please call us at 314-822-7100.
Connolly Roofing is tops. Hey!
314-822-7100.
For a second opinion on all your investment needs, call Mark and Jason at 636-695-2650 or go to markandjason.com.
Esta noche bailamos.
Enrique?
Yes.
Yeah. I saw where he oh, I'm jealous of Enrique, yeah.
Oh, my goodness.
He's not going to, he won't marry Anna Kournikova. Did you see that?
He doesn't want to get married.
Yeah.
Yeah, neither one of them. Yeah, if it's working for him, what the heck?
Right, 11 years.
5:15, good afternoon. Welcome to the weekend. It is the large morning show in the afternoon on the Big 550 KTRS. Great to have you along on a beautiful Friday afternoon. Enrique!
I love her.
All right, coming up, take a little bit of a break from our normal Friday afternoon routine. We normally do Who Do You Trust? Well, we're going to do Family Feud today. Coming up in a little bit, we'll tell you about that in a moment. And a few other stories to kick around. But first, as always, a round of introductions. Running the control board and apparently speaking Spanish this afternoon, here he is, El Hombre himself, Ian the Peon.
Hola, amigos. Bailamos.
Hi, everybody.
Tina Dalpiez is here as well. Hello,
hi,
Tina.
Everybody.
And Dan Strauss in the house with his trouser mouse.
Hola, senores and señoritas.
Okay, there you go. All right. So, as Enrique fades off into the background, we are going to do Family Feud today. Many of you, I'm sure, have seen the great game show. Probably one. I don't know if it'd be my favorite. Oh, there it is. There's the banjo right there.
That's a great recording.
Yeah, boy, it is a great recording. You know, I did offer to go and get the actual sound down the hall. You think it's better that it sounds as bad?
I think it gets better. Oh, man.
No.
You know what? It went from Richard Dawson to, who was the guy that killed himself?
Ray Combs.
Ray Combs, right? And then, what's his name from...
Louis Anderson, let's play the few.
That's right, Louis Anderson did it. And then...
Richard Karn.
Yeah.
And Mr. Peters.
John O'Hurley.
Who's the black comedian that's doing it?
Oh, that's right.
Steve Harvey.
Steve Harvey.
Yeah. Six hosts, I believe, altogether. All right, so we're going to play Family Feud minus this awful music.
Okay. Boy, that's pretty bad. I couldn't tell how bad it was.
Ladies and gentlemen, I did offer. Just want to throw that out there. I did offer to get the good sounding stuff. Peon said, no, this will be fine. It'll be fine. So we'll take your calls, 314-969-KTRS or toll-free 888-550-KTRS. It'll work like this. I will ask the survey question, and then we'll rotate like we normally do on our Who Do You Trust game. And then you will be on the phone, and you will pick which one you think of the answers is ranked number one? Okay.
Okay.
And now what happens if none of them are number one? I guess they can
just the highest. Whoever has the highest ranking answer.
I got it. Okay.
Yeah. Come on, Bill.
Yeah. I'm sorry. What do I know?
Well, you haven't had a first trivia show yet, so
yeah. Get it out of my.
Get it out of your system.
Yeah, let's work out the bugs here. All right. Again, 314-969-KTRS or toll-free 888-550-KTRS. Let's give it a shot. What do you say? This is David. Hello, David.
Good afternoon.
Hi, David. How you doing? How's it going?
Good.
All right. Were you a Family Feud fan? It's still on, Family Feud. Did you ever watch the show, Family Feud?
Let's go.
He's ready. Let's play the feud.
Excuse me.
Let's go.
All right, here we go. We'll begin with Eon the Peon. Our first question, first survey. Name a profession where you may receive lots of mail from strangers. Name a profession where you may receive lots of mail from strangers. Peon.
Mailman. Well.
Oh, my God. Okay. Sorry, everybody.
I'm going to say, you know, like a celebrity.
Okay. And Dan is on the phone, so we'll hang on and wait for Dan. Dan. You ready, Dan? Dan?
Yes.
Okay.
Go ahead and
back to the game.
Do the question again. I didn't even hear the question.
Name a profession where you may receive lots of mail from strangers.
Mail from strangers.
So far, we've had mailman.
Oh my God.
And celebrity.
Wow.
Yeah. It's pretty funny. You should have been listening.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah.
A lot of mail from
strangers.
We are
off at 6 o'clock.
Yeah, okay.
Throw that out there.
I'm thinking. A stripper, Bill.
A stripper. Okay. So, oh, David, brother. Those are your choices. You have a mailman, a stripper, and a celebrity. Which would you like? What do you think?
I don't like any of them. Give me Tina, I guess.
Give me Tina, huh? How many times have we heard that?
Tina.
Yeah.
That's good. Celebrity. That's actually number one.
Wow.
51. Followed by politicians, and then customer service, and then advice columnist. So that's good. You got one.
I like my answer better.
Of course you do. all right, David, there's one. All right, here we go. And now we'll begin with Tina Dalpiez.
Okay.
What might a babysitter want to know? Something a babysitter would want to know.
A phone number to reach the parents.
Hang on, let me back. Let me. It says what might a babysitter want to know. Let me rephrase.
Babysitter.
What might a babysitter want to know before they start working? How's that?
Okay.
Before they take the job.
Okay. What time they need to be there?
Okay. Dan.
How many kids?
Peon.
Bedtime of the kids.
All right. David, what do you think?
I'm going to go with Tina again.
What was Tina's answer?
Phone. What time she needs to be
there?
What
time they need to be there?
No. Actually, it was how many kids was the highest of those.
Dan got it.
Sorry.
Dan actually got it. David, thanks for playing. Have a great weekend.
You too. Thanks.
All right. And actually, the number one was pay. How much would you pay?
Oh.
All right. Did you ever babysit when you were younger?
Not much.
For a quarter an hour.
For a quarter an hour?
I'm old.
Yeah, you are a little older than I was. Let's talk to Mike. Mike, how you doing?
I'm doing great. I'm AM and a PM.
All right.
Quarter an hour. Wow.
Oh, that's.
And Billy, you're doing a good job babysitting the rest of those people.
Somebody has to. All right. Here we go. We'll begin with Dan Strauss. Name a public place where it is okay to yell. Name a public place where it is okay to yell.
Stadium, a sports stadium.
Okay. PM?
Concert.
All right. Tina. A public place where it is okay to yell.
Amusement park.
All right. Mike, what do you think?
I go with Dan Strauss.
Which one did he have? Oh, yeah, the sporting event. No, actually, Peon had it. A concert.
Wow. Oh, bummer.
All right. Thanks, Mike. Have a good weekend.
All right.
Wow.
And the number one answer is actually a park. Yell at a park.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
I don't hear too many people yell at a park.
How often do you go to parks?
A lot.
Here's Mark. Hi, Mark. How you doing?
I'm well, Bill. How about you?
We're doing good. All right.
AM and the PM.
Thank you, sir. All right. Begin with Peon, I believe. What might a TV not work without?
Power.
No, not you.
Not
you, Mark.
Wait, Mark.
Chill out, Mark.
Yeah. Oh, I was hitting the buzzer, like for that, you know, win the question.
The question.
All right.
Just don't yell out mailman.
Mailman.
All right. What might a TV not work without? Peon.
An antenna or cable.
Okay. Wait, what is it? You said an antenna or a cable? Which one was it?
The antenna.
Okay. Tina?
Power.
Okay, Daniel.
A remote.
All right, Mark. What do you think?
Well,
which
let
one
me,
was ranked
just,
the highest?
A little head scratcher.
Which
I'm
one was,
thinking I'm going to go with Tina on this one.
No, I wouldn't have done that. Remote control was the number one in the survey.
A TV won't work without a remote?
Yeah. Oh,
lazy people.
Yeah. Yeah. Who was surveyed on these questions?
I was the remote.
Me too.
Yeah, no kidding.
Hey, Mark, I can only go by what's on my paper, my friend.
It still works. You can get up. You get your fat butt up, and it'll still work.
No kidding.
Hey, don't shoot the messenger. All right. Thank you, Mark. Have a good weekend.
You too.
Bye-bye. Power was number two, cable, and then antenna. That's why I asked you to differentiate. Yeah. How about John? What's up, John?
Hey, how's it going?
Going good. All right. Who's next? Is it Tina?
Yes.
Okay. Name a physical characteristic that aliens are said to have. Name a physical characteristic that aliens are said to have.
Green body.
All right.
Probers.
Probers. Okay.
Bob Probers. Big black eyes.
Big black eyes. Okay. John, what do you think?
I'll go with Tina.
What did she say? I'm sorry.
Green body blazer.
Green body.
No. Hey, hers is number. No, hers is number three. Though.
How about spaceship?
No.
What's number one?
Number one was wide eyes. That would have been Pina.
He said big black eyes.
Well, I added the black part. Yeah,
wide eyes. That's big black.
All right, John. Thanks for calling. Have a terrific weekend.
Well, I said amusement park, and you said park, and that didn't count.
Boy.
Well, amusement park's like Six Flags.
Getting a little tense.
Park
here.
Park. Eyes and black eyes.
Wide Dan, how you doing, Dan?
Great. How are you?
Dan on the phone. Dan, we're doing terrific, man. All right.
Yep.
We'll begin with Dan Strauss, according to the survey here. In what state would you like to retire? They asked the people on the survey, what state would you like to retire?
Arizona.
Okay. Peon.
Florida.
And Tina.
California.
All right. Dan, which one?
I will go with Florida.
Florida is absolutely correct. That was at number one. Florida, followed by California, Hawaii. Hawaii. Who's going to Hawaii to retire?
I would if I
then,
could afford it.
And then Arizona. All right. That's,
yeah,
that's
there
it.
Were no monetary restrictions
true.
On that,
that
question.
That's true. That's true. All right. So Dan has got one. And now we move to Dan Strauss. Is he on the telephone? I think he's answering the phones today. I got to give him a little bit of credit.
Yes.
He is answering,
he
the,
is
phones.
Answering the phones.
All right. You ready, Dan?
He answered the first one.
Okay. Name something a vacation brochure tells you about a destination. Name something a vacation brochure tells you about a destination.
Who's first?
You.
Oh, I am?
I think it's Ian.
Oh, yeah, it's Ian.
Oh, okay.
I went first.
I will go
time.
First. Places to see.
Okay. Tina.
Hotel accommodations.
Restaurants.
All right. Dan, what do you think?
Good choices. Boy. If you're going to, you got to stay someplace, you got to eat, and you want to do things.
It should have all of them.
That doesn't sound like any vacation I've ever taken. All right, need an answer.
Hotel accommodations.
Where to stay? Good. That's right. Tina had that one. Now, the other ones were, the first one was weather, prices, followed by where to stay, and attractions. All right, so that's, you got two. Pardon me, I may have just belched.
you may have belched,
yeah,
you don't know?
I don't know what it was.
They give you a
something,
show?
Something was going
on. A first show this weekend?
Something's just going on.
Something happened with your esophagus?
Yeah, I don't know. Right. Sorry, Dan, I'm unprofessional.
That's okay.
All right, so one more.
Why change your ways now?
That's right. Good, hey, good deal. Name a sign of aging that is attractive. Name a sign of aging that is attractive.
Is this a physical characteristic, or could I say intelligence?
It's actually both.
Okay, I'm going to say intelligence.
Okay.
Gray hair.
Hanging boobs.
Go ahead, Dan. Pick Ian.
Survey says.
I like his answer, but I want to get it right.
Yeah.
All right. Intelligence and great.
I'll go with the with gray hair.
Nice job. That's correct. Yeah. That's actually the number one.
The winner.
Gray hair.
Dan wins.
Gray hair followed by wrinkles. Wisdom.
Wrinkles.
Wrinkles are attractive.
Yeah, that's what they. I don't know who they're surveying, but. And then here. And number four was baldness.
Oh, my goodness.
Oh, man.
Wow.
Never show that to Frank.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. Dan, nope. Nice job. As always, I have no idea what you've won, but we appreciate you listening and hang on, okay?
Thank you.
Nice job. Have a great weekend. Dan,
Dan,
everybody.
You.
Wow. There you go.
Awesome.
Very, very nice. All right, that was fun.
A little different. Yeah, a little shake it up. Change of pace.
Shake it up a
had
little bit.
Had a slow start, but towards the end.
And you got to get boobs in.
Yeah.
Yes. You did. Hanging. No,
doesn't
I always
matter.
Try.
Got them in.
It's going to be hard to top that mailman answer, but
yeah.
you came pretty close. So this is good news. The authorities in the state of Michigan have cut loose that woman who won the... She won the $1 million lottery, but she was still getting food stamps. Did you
see
this?
I saw that story.
So the state officials in the Detroit area said they pulled the plug on the woman, I guess, after...
Oh, smart idea.
Yeah.
Broadcasting that, yeah.
Uh-huh. The Michigan Department of Human Services said that she will no longer get benefits. She was a 24-year-old woman. She lived in Lincoln Park, Michigan, and acknowledged that she was continuing to get $200 in monthly food aid after she won the lottery back in September. I guess she justified it because she said she didn't have a job.
Oh, really?
Yeah, well, I won the lottery. I mean, I still don't have a job, so I have to have that. I have to have those food stamps. So that's good news. Now, I don't have a dog. You guys, you have a dog, don't you? You don't have a dog.
No.
Cats. You have a dog?
No.
I guess nobody in this room has a dog. That's kind of weird. I figured one of us would have.
They used to have a dog.
Well, if those of you who do have a dog, they say the chicken jerky treats may kill your dog. If you feed your dog the chicken,
I remember hearing that.
Chicken jerky treats.
Do you eat them too?
No, my dog.
Oh,
enough.
Your dog did.
She,
Is it the sodium in them or something?
There's something in them in it, but they say it's somewhat of a mystery. But they have traced it back to these chicken jerky dog treats. They cause kidney problems and even death in dogs, but they don't know exactly what's causing it. They've done a study for the past 4 or 5 years, and they said that there's some sort of a link, yet they don't know exactly what the link is. So if you have those in your house, maybe don't feed that to Fido.
And the
maybe
story I had about pets... Sorry, Ian. Go ahead.
I was just going to say maybe it's the level of chicken that you get for chicken jerky dog treats. Maybe it's not the most premium chicken out there.
Yeah, you're probably getting
the low end of the scraps.
Speaking of chicken, now, I don't know if you guys talked about this week, the chicken McNugget that was up for sale on eBay.
Oh,
yeah.
It was in the shape of George Washington, and it went for $8,100. Well, the person that bid the $8,100 has now backed out.
Oh.
Not going to pay.
That's always the way it is.
And I guess it was supposed to be for some sort of a charity.
Yeah, she was going to donate the money for... one of her kids'
wonder
school
things.
Wonder if
she got, like, the second-place person.
eBay rules will allow her to offer the McNugget that looked like George Washington. And I don't know if you saw it. It actually did kind of look like George Washington, as much as a chicken nugget can look like anybody. It will now go to the second-highest bidder, who had offered $8,000. So they'll still, as long as this person doesn't bail out, we'll get $8,000.
So there's no rule that says you can't bail
out? No, there's pretty much no repercussions on eBay if you
bid.
Well,
the repercussion would be that...
Your account, maybe.
Your account is sort of flagged, so if you try to bid on something else or...
anybody can just create a new account on eBay.
But they do flag them, and people will write stuff about you and say they never paid, they never
There's no criminal...
Yeah, I think the repercussions come more from if you are a seller and you start screwing people that you're trying to, you know, sell things too, because if you
receive money and not give out your
but if you have a bad transaction, you're going to post on there it wasn't a good experience,
right?
And then people aren't going to bid from you. So what else? I guess that's about it. So there you go. This is so weird. I didn't get a chance to finish reading the whole article, but I did see it on Yahoo this morning about those kids in Texas that were found living in a school bus. Did you see this?
No.
Their parents, I guess, are imprisoned, and I don't know exactly what they were embezzling money. So they were in prison, but the two kids, I guess they thought they were staying with somebody. Well, this is going to be bad news when they shake all this out. But the two kids from Texas were living in an abandoned school bus. They said that it had electricity. This is the most unbelievable thing. The bus had electricity, had running water. I mean, the thing was apparently disgusting when they found
these
two kids.
What the heck kind of
school
bus?
Probably like the boxcar kids.
Yeah, unbelievable.
What school bus has running water and electricity?
Well, they rigged it up. They rigged up the old school bus.
The parents were living in there, too, before they left.
Before they left. Unbelievable. Absolutely unbelievable. I knew a girl from, she was in Sykeston or somewhere down there. Is there an East Prairie, Missouri? Is that, I think there is. Somewhere down there. And she said there was a family that had six school buses in their front yard.
Wow.
like they were collecting old school buses. Yeah, that's how you know you're in a different part of town, and six broken down school buses in your front yard. And then one last thing before we go here, I haven't mentioned it lately, but our trivia night we're doing on Saturday, March the 24th. It's getting crunch time here, just got a couple of weeks left. We do it every year. It'll be over at the beautiful Kirkwood Community Center in beautiful Kirkwood, Missouri. It's a good time. I know these folks here in the room will have a table. Don't let that keep you from not going.
And where's the money go this year?
Make-A-Wish Foundation this year, and it's fun. We have a really nice time, and it's pretty laid back. We usually have about, between 300 and 350 people. There's plenty of room. You know, a lot of them cram you in there. Mm-hmm. We don't really do. We kind of cut it off at a certain point. But tables are still available. You can go to billradio.com, get your trivia team together. $100 for the whole team. You can bring up to 10 people. I would say 8 probably sits more comfortably, but you can have 10 people at your table if you'd like.
Yeah, we have 10 every year, don't we?
Yeah, it's a great time. We'd love to see you out there. Again, billradio.com. All the information is there. And if you're thinking about doing a... Now, there's a lot of trivia nights that night. I think I counted like 15 different trivia nights going on around St.
Yours
Louis.
Yours is the best, though, Bill.
Thank you very much. Yeah, to heck with the rest of you. No, I'm kidding, but we'd love to have you out there, and it's a good time. Again, billradio.com. Just click on the little trivia night button, and all the details are there. All right, we'll break. We'll come back. Mike Evans will join us live from Hollywood next on the Big 550.
Time to check in with Tim Weiland and your Golden Oaklandine airborne traffic. Tim?
Yeah, I had a good time at that thing last year, but I was told I wasn't on the team this year.
Who told you that?
We didn't say you weren't on the team this year.
We have to
check and make sure.
Yeah,
you're in the bullpen right now.
Just trying to lay a guilt trip on all of you.
Yeah, do you want to be on the team?
I tell you what, Tim.
It's not working, is it?
I tell you what, Tim. Why don't you come out? I'll let you be a judge, and you can correct the answers on their team.
We'll see.
Just bring your red pen out and just mark a few extra that are off.
Oh, that's nice.
No, that was a good time last year.
It's fun.
Yeah, you brought all your healthy food, remember?
Yeah, I'll do it again this year.
What was it?
Beef jerky or something?
Oh, yeah, all sorts of stuff. Try to stay healthy again.
Good. No bread, no sweet?
No. Uh-huh. All right, we've got a couple of incidents going on right now on southbound 55 at Merrimack Bottom. We've got an accident. They supposedly had two lanes blocked. On westbound 40 at Spady, the right lane is blocked due to a crash. And I'll tell you what, we're looking at westbound 40 now. It is jammed pretty solid from Clarkson all the way out to the Boone Bridge. Now on westbound 70, that was a little bit slow from 94 through Zumbel and then stop and go from Cave Springs through T.R. Hughes. Eastbound 270, that was getting a little bit better. You're starting to get slow about midway between McDonald and Lindbergh through New Florissant. And this traffic report is brought to you by the Exergen Temporal Thermometer. The Exergen Temporal Thermometer is so fast, accurate, and easy that it takes the hassle out of taking a temperature. Every new parent should have one. Get yours at Supercenters, Sam's Club, and other fine retailers today. With your Golden Oak Lending Airborne Traffic, I'm Tim Weiland of the Big 550 KTRS.
John Shea and one of his three amigas will not be broadcasting the Inside Out Show from inside the KTRS studios this Saturday from noon till 3. Why? Because John Shea and one of his three amigas will be broadcasting the Inside Out Show from outside the KTRS studios at Hannah's Better Bets. Of course, there'll be lots of fun stuff going on as the Inside Out Show broadcasts live from Hannah's Better Bets in the Four Seasons Shopping Center in Chesterfield from noon to 3 Saturday on the Big 550 KTRS.
Since most accidents in the home happen on the stairs, it's important to know that your stairs are safe and up to today's codes.
George Thomas, the owner of Thomas Stairs.
So many of the homes have wood balusters. In fact, most homes have wood balusters. And by changing out those wood balusters, it makes it a safer balustrade for one, but it really improves the look of the home. It's just a dramatic change.
Thomas Stairs, St. Louis's original baluster replacement system, can make your home a safer place. updating it to conform with today's building codes.
We think out of the box. We try and come up with new and innovative ways of building stairs, and not just building stairs, but since we're doing so much more in existing homes, of how to work in people's homes without causing them a mess and a hassle.
To see the quality and safety that Thomas Stairs can add to the character of your home, go to thomasstairs.com.
Stairs are all we do.
All right, boys and girls, let's see how smart you are. Do you know who won the heavyweight title 3 times? Do you know who won Best Supporting Actor 3 times? How about who won Best Burger in St. Louis 3 times? That one's easy. Cheeburger, Cheeburger. 5 sizes of burgers, 31 free toppings, and 950,000 possible burger combinations. And all are 100% all natural Angus beef. You could have a different burger combination every day for 2,602 years, but you might get tired of burgers after 100 years or so. So Cheeburger has grilled chicken, wraps, platters, salads, ice cream sundaes, and dozens of free toppings. And to go along with all that, Cheeburger has over 1 million milkshake combinations. Now you're a lot smarter than you were when we started this commercial. Oh yeah, for the answers to the 3-time heavyweight champion and best supporting actor, stop in at Cheeburger Cheeburger to find out the answers in Chesterfield Mall, in the Dillard's parking lot, exterior entrance, or in De Pere on Manchester Road in the Trader Joe's Plaza.
I love watching those home improvement shows, and they always show the homeowner installing hardwood floors. Why? It's inexpensive, the homeowner can do it themselves, and it adds great value to the home. Are you looking to install hardwood floors? Boardwalk Hardwood Floors is the first place to go. Direct from the factory, St. Louis-owned, St. Louis-operated Boardwalk Hardwood Floors. They have 3 locations, in Manchester, St. Peter's, and in Crestwood. They've got a great selection of colors and styles. If you can dream it, they can get it. Now, have you ever installed a hardwood floor? That's okay. Don't worry. They have installation classes and tool rentals. They'll show you everything you need to know. If you don't want to do it yourself, that's okay. They'll find a qualified installer for you. Either way, Boardwalk Hardwood Floors will save you hundreds, if not thousands of dollars. 314-730-3100. That's 314-730-3100 or boardwalkhardwood.com for new hardwood floors direct from the factory. It's Boardwalk Hardwood Floors.
The St. Louis Home Retention Group, stlouishomeretentiongroup.com, 636-527-5121. Doug and Steve get up every day and go to work with a smile on their face, and they leave the end of the day the same way because they're literally changing people's lives. Whether it comes to debt reduction, and we all could use some help in that area, or the bulk of the work they do, which is saving people's homes. St. Louis Home Retention Group.com, 636-527-5121. Do you qualify for a HAMP or a HARP? What's a HAMP or a HARP? How about a HAFA? How about an HAUP? What's this Fannie Mae Freddie Mac stuff? What's a straight line refi? Doug and Steve know, and they go to work so they can tell you. It's not going to cost you any money to pick up the phone. It's going to cost you a lot of stress if you don't. St. Louis Home Retention Group.com. The guys change people's lives every day, and they're ready to help you. 636-527-5121.
Finding the perfect mattress is a little like Goldilocks and the Three Bears. Too soft, too hard, and if you're lucky, just right. At Maplewood Bedding, they build it the way you want it. Any size, any firmness. From standard two-sided innerspring mattresses to antique and custom sizes manufactured in Maplewood, Missouri. Maplewood Bedding also carries adjustable beds, visco memory foam, and all-natural latex mattresses, even if you're not Goldilocks. To find your perfect mattress with quality, comfort, price, and impeccable customer service since 1985, go to Maplewood Mattress.
The Home Depot has new Pergo XP laminate flooring starting at just $274 per square foot. Lay it down now, love it for years to come. Because this beautiful laminate can handle whatever life, or pets, or kids dish out. And since it's just one of all the get-it-done prices you'll find at our Savings Spectacular, it pays to shop now. For Pergo XP starting at just $274. More saving, more doing. That's the power of the Home Depot. U.S. only, see store for details.
It's Aloha Friday, no work till Monday.
Ah, yes, indeed, Aloha Friday.
It's Aloha Friday.
It's Mike Evans, and he is brought to you by Thompson Price. Thompson Price, kitchens, baths, home. Their website is thompsonprice.com, and they are very, very proud to present this guy to you every weekday afternoon. Here he is, the one and only Mike Evans.
Here it is.
Hi, Dan. Hi, Dan.
Good afternoon. How you doing?
Doing great. We start with a pop quiz question. Justin Timberlake loves clothes in general and shoes in particular. He says he owns well over 200 pairs of one particular kind of shoes. Does Justin say that he owns 200 pairs of golf shoes, sneakers, or boots? Answer in a minute. I went down to my closet, looked at my closet. I own 9 pairs of shoes, and 2 of them are golf shoes.
I think I own 4 pairs of shoes. I don't think I... Yeah. What do you? How many do you own, to be honest?
Yeah, I would say 5 pair.
I bet you Frank owns a lot of shoes.
Yeah, I do, too.
How many do you own?
I probably have about 10 pair.
How many high heels you got, Dan?
Yeah.
3 different pair. What size? I've got a 5-inch heel, a 4-inch, and a 2-inch heel.
2 TV reviews. First, Game Change on HBO on Saturday night. This is a pseudo-documentary, almost sort of a tongue-in-cheek, about John McCain and Sarah Palin and the run for the presidency in 2008. Most of it deals with Sarah Palin and paints her as a kind of goofy, sometimes clueless candidate. Julianne Moore is fabulous as Sarah Palin. Ed Harris is fabulous as John McCain. Woody Harrelson, fabulous as a campaign manager. It almost plays like a bad reality show. Look, it is just a movie. And it's very funny. I don't know how much of it is really factual or true. But again, it's just a movie. No matter what your political view is, check it out. Game Change. Hilarious. 4 stars.
Don't most of these political type movies bomb, though? I mean,
well, this is an HBO movie, so.
Oh, okay. I'm sorry.
The other review is The Shaws of Sunset, a new reality show on Bravo Sunday night. It's about a half dozen Persians, apparently people from Iran, Iraq, that part of the world, when they come here, want to be referred to as Persians. About a half a dozen Persians living high on the Hollywood hog. All are involved in Los Angeles real estate, and each is more obnoxious than the other. From girl fights and expensive restaurants to cheating clients and each other, you will hate all of these characters. This is a Ryan Seacrest production, and for the first time, I'm very disappointed in Ryan Seacrest. He missed the point here. It's horrible. Shaws of Sunset, 1 star.
Ooh. Wow.
My sports guys that I talked to, one guy in particular who usually has a pretty good handle, he says Peyton Manning is either going to Miami, he gave that 80%, and then 5% to Denver, Kansas City, Houston, and Washington. Those were his picks in order. A couple of odds and ends. Big problem for a few New York City movie houses and a couple of Broadway theaters. Seats have bed bugs.
The seats do.
Yeah. You don't want to have bed bugs climbing up your ace when you're watching the movie.
No, because then you bring them home.
You got bed bugs going up your ace. That don't work.
Oh, that's not good.
There's also, at some of these theaters, rats and mice are running rampant.
Well, that's all right. Just no bed bugs.
Drop the candy on the floor and the rats get to it before you can grab it. But you know what? Even the 3-second rule shouldn't be in effect at a movie theater. Your candy drops on the ground on a movie theater.
Let it go.
Let it go.
That's
exactly.
It. Yeah. That's it.
Best quote of the week, Snooki.
I'm on the fence now.
I'm on the fence now with her.
I'm telling you.
I'm with Peon on this one.
She slimmed down a little bit. Well, now she's going to plump back
without
up.
Without the makeup, I think she looked
Yeah, without cute. The makeup, she looked attractive.
Yeah.
Snooki was asked what she thinks labor will feel like when she has her baby. Snooker said, quote, "I think it's like when you hold a fart in too long and it hurts."
Oh, shoot. With her, it'll probably just feel like a breeze going between her legs.
Oh, my goodness.
Man. Wow.
She's a classy lady.
Yeah, she's very classy.
Justin Timberlake loves them shoes. Does he have 200 pairs of golf shoes, sneakers, or boots?
Tina.
I'm going to say sneakers.
I'm going to go sneakers.
Golf shoes.
Boots.
Says he owns 100 pair of golf shoes, 200 pairs of sneakers.
Ah.
Come on, boys and girls, sing along. Aloha Friday. Hey. We're going to play today. Aloha Friday. Come on, MU. Beat Texas tonight in the basketball.
Yeah. Yeah.
Lonnie, 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 okay. Look who in it. Hoo, hoo, ho. Kill away, come and keep. Ka-ah-hoo. Wabi, little, come and keep. Ka-ah-hoo, ho.
Anana Kuli Makawani Anna Ona Nana Lulawa Hawaii.
There you go. Mike Evans. Brought to you by Thompson Price. ThompsonPrice.com. They do kitchens, baths, and homes. Again, ThompsonPrice.com. All right. What do? We take a break?
Sure.
I do have this one. So you'll be very disappointed about this. This is a newspaper in Germany. The biggest selling newspaper in Germany will scrap its signature front page photographs of topless women, the newspaper said on Friday.
What?
Man.
More than 5,000 photographs of topless women have been printed since 1984 in the paper. However, the tabloid says that starting, I guess it would be this past weekend, there will be more modern, and they will not feature topless women. Or I guess coming up this coming Monday, they will not have topless women on the front of the newspaper.
Stupid modern.
It says world coming to.
Yeah.
Boy, the United States papers should pick up the slack here.
They should.
You want to,
bring the newspaper
bring some
business.
Life back into the newspaper business.
Yeah. All right. There you go. Sorry to end on a down.
Subscriptions would go up.
Oh, absolutely.
Heck yeah.
All right. We'll be back. This is the Big 550 KTRS.
With another look at traffic, here's Tim Weiland with your Golden Oak Lending Airborne traffic. Hey, Tim.
Hey, Tina. Thanks a lot. Now, on southbound 270, we've got that accident or stall that was right before Highway 40 blocking the right lane. Everything is cleared there, so you're still slow from Page down through Ladue and then from 40 down through Doherty Ferry. We also, they've cleared that accident on westbound 40 just before Spady. All lanes are open there, but the jam starts from 170 through Spady. It's going to be heavy as you make your way out towards Mason, and then we're slow from Clarkson out to the Boone Bridge. On, eastbound 270, that's slowing as you approach Lindbergh now through New Florissant. Downtown, things have thinned out pretty well. You're just a little heavy on eastbound 40 approaching the Poplar Street Bridge. This traffic report, it's brought to you by the Exergen Temporal Thermometer. No need to wake a child to take a temperature when they're sick. With the Exergen Temporal Thermometer, now you can take your sleeping child's temperature with just a scan across the forehead. Get yours at Target and other fine retailers today. With your Golden Oak Lending Airborne traffic, I'm Tim Weiland on the Big 550 KTRS.
Steve Cochran.
All right, now I hold in my hands what we learned from Super Tuesday primaries from sea to shining sea.
You can open it?
Weekday mornings at 10.
Opening the envelope.
Wow, that's a big envelope. Holy moly.
Nice.
Hold on, I'm opening the envelope. Lot of glue.
The Big 550.
I think he hurt himself.
Nothing. We've learned nothing from Super Tuesday primary.
KTRS.
Did you know that trees can add up to 25% more value to your home?
Tom Reed, the owner of Omni Tree Service.
It's important to make sure your trees remain healthy and look their best. That's where Omni Tree Service can help. We offer professional consultation with a certified arborist. We can trim and selectively prune your trees to accent your house and landscapes. We never like to get rid of a tree, but we have the equipment to dispose of trees in a careful and efficient manner, no matter what the size. With our 165-foot crane and bucket trucks, we can safely remove the largest trees with little or no negative impact on the surrounding area.
For a no-obligation estimate, call Tom Reed at Omni Tree Service at 636-391-9944. That's 636-391-9944. Or take a look at their website at omnitreeservice.com.
Omni Tree Service. We can make your trees look their best.
Live from Progressive.
Hello here. Today I'm talking about Progressive Snapshot Discount. It's our biggest discount yet. It's the Grand Canyon of discounts. It's the white whale of keeping cash in your pocket. It's so big astronauts will say, I can see the Snapshot Discount from way up here. Well, you get the point.
The Snapshot Discount. It's new, it's a big deal, and it's finally here. Learn more at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and its affiliates, Mayfield Village, Ohio. Prices vary based on how you buy. Snapshot is not available in all states.
The odds of this Alaskan-born pitcher being selected to the Major League Baseball All-Star Game six times?
One in 48 million. The odds of this fast-balling philanthropist winning the World Series three times? One in 3 million. The odds of this man having a child diagnosed with autism? One in 110. Hi, I'm Kurt Schilling. Learn the signs of autism at autismspeaks.org. Brought to you by Autism Speaks and the Ad Council. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Stop into Fantastic Sam's today and ask one of their expert color artists about their latest offers. There's no appointment needed. Fantastic Sam's. Your style awaits.
Sometimes I feel like I am drunk behind the wheel.
We have just a few moments where we're out of here on a Friday afternoon. Hope you folks have a fantastic weekend. We're going to do a few more of these Family Feud things.
Sure.
I printed them out. I might as well use them.
Hey, before you do that, I want to let everyone know that we have a website for the band, so you can go to the website.
Now, when did you start a band? When did that start?
When did we start that, Tina? Last week?
Yeah, Dan's been working pretty hard on this website, though.
It's henryshumans.com, so you can go to the website.
Henryshumans.com.
Yeah, he made up a little banner, and he put the pictures on and the video.
Daughter helped me.
Regular webmaster over there.
He's getting there.
All right. Henryshumans.com. All right, we did, instead of our Who Do You Trust trivia game that we normally do just after 5 o'clock, we did Family Feud today. I always enjoyed that show. I thought it was a lot of fun. And they used to have
good answer.
Yeah.
Oh, my goodness. Yeah. That drove me crazy.
All right. Here we go. What's an animal you would not want to encounter hanging from a tree? An animal you would not want to encounter hanging from a tree.
If you're hanging from a tree or the animal's hanging from the tree?
The animal.
Oh.
A bear.
A bear. Tina?
Possum.
Oh, that's a good one. Possums are mean. I would say a lion.
Is a snake
or tiger.
A lion.
Is
hanging
a snake
from a tree.
Elephant?
Wow.
No, wait a minute. Let me change that.
Is a snake an animal?
No, it's a reptile. Monkey.
Why would a snake not be an animal?
It's a reptile.
Reptile's not a mammal.
Okay. Well, according to this, a snake was the number one answer.
I don't know if animal and mammal are the same thing, though.
But I thought animal was the umbrella.
Yeah,
of,
I think.
And then,
oh,
and
maybe
they,
it is.
I've never heard anybody say, "Oh no, that's not an animal."
Because did you ever hear the story about? Remember Outdoors Ned, and he told the story about him and his friend out in a boat, and they had kind of gone under a tree, I guess, for some shade. I think it was a canoe, actually.
Yeah.
And a snake fell down into the canoe. They both had guns on them and shot the snake.
Oh, I
and
heard
put a whole
I
bunch
do
of
remember
holes
that.
In the bottom
yeah.
of the boat.
That's what you have to watch for on float trips. They tell you to watch.
Yep. Don't go under the
boat. Yeah, watch for the
I'm
snakes.
Out. All right. Oh, the answers were snake was number one, monkey, bats, and a bear. All right. Safety advice parents give kids. Safety advice parents give kids.
Don't talk to strangers.
That's number one. Nice job.
Oh.
Followed by look both ways, wearing a helmet, and to be careful. Name a sport that people bet on.
Horse racing.
Oh, yeah.
That's number two.
Football.
Football is number one. Mm. How come you get two answers?
I don't know. What happened
We were just throwing out answers on the last one.
No,
I don't know.
I was first, and then Dan was first on this next one.
It's a little rude.
Fine.
Yeah, man, you're just throwing stuff out there, hanging boobs.
Because I thought I was supposed to go.
Boobs. That's my favorite answer.
Not as good as the mailman.
Good answer, good answer.
Well, the mailman and Peon had two of the best answers.
Where do you put presents so they aren't found?
Dan?
Closet.
That number one, yeah, closet.
Trunk of a car.
Number one, closet. Followed by attic, basement? Under the bed, or, yeah, basement. All right. Name a job where you must keep a certain haircut.
Military.
That's actually number two. I would figure that would have been number one.
A food restaurant place?
They say police was number one. Do you have to have a certain haircut to be a police?
I don't think so.
Yeah, police, military, a model, and a barber. I don't know.
A barber?
I'm survey people.
They're idiots.
A military. Yeah.
We surveyed
have
100 morons for this game.
Brother.
That's it. We got to go. All right. Hope you folks have a wonderful weekend. Frank's back on Monday, and we'll talk to you again real soon. First trivia show tomorrow night. Hope
you
join us after night. Thank you, Dan. See ya.
You got a friend in me. You got a friend in me. When the road looks rough ahead and you're miles and miles from your nice warm bed, you just remember what your old past said. Boy, you got a friend in me. Yeah, you got a friend in me.
This is the end. My only friend, the end.
Some folks has asked me, if you had it to do over again, would you do it the same way? I reckon I would.
I'd say that was a pretty successful broadcast.
Is this a happy ending or a sad ending?
It's an ending. That's enough.
We'll catch you next time.
Why don't you make like a tree and get out of here?
Thank you for coming. I'll see you in hell.
Please come again.
Go on. Leave. Get out. Next.
I am just a figment of your imagination.
Good night, ladies.
Good night, sir.
You dudes get lost now, you hear?
Good night, Danielson.
Hasta la vista, baby.
Well, gentlemen, no point in hanging around this dump any longer.
Okay, I love you. Bye-bye.
I do wish we could chat longer, but I'm having an old friend for dinner. Bye.
Well, I hope you folks enjoyed yourselves. Get you later on down the trail.
You're still here? It's over. Go home. Go.
I'm out of here.
All right, thanks for calling.
All right, Dan. All right,
Dan. Goodbye, Dan.
Bye, y'all.
KTRS St. Louis. The Big 550 and KTRS.com. The talk of St. Louis.
From ABC News, I'm Chuck Sievertson. More just in on board sound from the incident hour.